Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the secret. Yes, the secret. The most secretive secret to ever be readily available to you to use in life and in the stock market. The greatest investors, wealthiest men and women of our time and before have all profited from this skill. It's one of just a handful that they all have in common. Patience. Would you believe me if I said that the construction of Oprah Winfrey's multi-billion dollar empire has many of the same designs as a Warren Buffett's and Elon Musk's? They all did exactly what I'm going to tell you today, so pay close attention. This is the one time I'm asking you to pay anything, because leaving a review on the podcast is free. Sharing with your friends and family, joining the Discord, engaging with me are all free. So take the time and go do those. And when you're done, we'll jump right into the show.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Okay, so if patience is the secret, how do you use it? It's simple, right? Take Oprah, for example. In her pursuit of an on-screen career, she was rejected several times because they said she lacked the qualities of an on-screen personality. This was a black woman in the late 1900s with a heavier build. They basically told her she's not pretty enough. Now, that happened over and over again, hour by hour, day by day. So why is she one of the most widely known TV personalities on the planet today, regardless of race? She was trading the long-term timeframes. Wait. What? Okay, let me say it in a way that will catch the 20 and 30-year-olds, right? Mr. Elon Musk. Elon Musk is the richest man alive by net worth at a whopping $300 billion. But the majority of that came just within the last year. He went from $24 billion in 2020 to $151 billion at the start of 2021. And before the end of the year's not even over yet, and he already doubled his net worth from $151 to over $300. But what happened, right? He was trading the long-term timeframes. Tesla was founded in 2003, but it wasn't until 2021 that people are finally beginning to appreciate the gravity at what Elon has done since he took over in 2008. Now, imagine if he focused on each day, right? People calling him crazy, investors demanding a return when they couldn't produce it, having to put the last of his own money into the project because investors refused to reinvest once again, most people would quit. And if the day-to-day was the focus, there wouldn't be a Tesla. But no, his vision was further out. And as it pertains to trading and investing, how do these two examples tie in with the patience? Patience, like dunking a basketball, takes skill and practice at that skill. I've got my trading platform up right now, Thinkorswim, but you can do this on any platform. Instead of using a minute-by-minute chart, which is what a lot of the platforms default to, including like a Robinhood, a Webull, I want to select a time frame that is a daily or longer. Now, what that means is the time frame refers to how much information is in each candle. With a daily chart, each candle represents a price movement of one day. A weekly chart has candles that contain a week's worth of price movement in one candle. Now, the best part about these timeframes is you can look at them based on the information that you need. The daily chart, you look at daily. The weekly chart, you can look at each week. And a monthly chart, you can look at each month. Now, on Robinhood, you'd have to click on the security, and right below the chart, you have the first one, the first M is minute, the next D. The next letter is D, which is day. After that is a W for a week. And then after that is M for month and then Y for year. And it's pretty much the same across most platforms. That same D, W, M kind of thing. I mean, you might get a a D-A-Y, and you might get a W-K for a week, or you might get a Y-R for a year. But for the most part, you're going to get it designated with either a letter or two letters to separate them. You really need two things to put this secret sauce, patience, to work. Now that we understand how the time frames differentiate from one another or different from one another, right? You need a plan. You need a strategy, right? A plan says, this is where I want to be in this amount of time. For example, if I want to have a 20K amount in an investment portfolio in the next 3 years, that says 36 months from now, I'd like to have 20K in the account. That says in 144 weeks, I'd like to have 20K in the account. Now, a strategy, right, after the plan, the strategy is how you're going to get there. This strategy lays out the plan for a steady deposit in the account and also an investment strategy to generate returns with the available funds already in the account. So what do you have to do to execute on patience in the stock market specifically? Okay, so let's, one, determine a destination and a timeline to get there, right? The plan, preferably 5 years out. I mean, remember, Musk didn't get the true appreciation deserved for Tesla until 2020, 12 years after he had become CEO. 5 years is not that much to ask, seeing as he waited 12 years for his net worth to, I would say, go up 100-150%. Right from when it originally was recorded, where he was about 20 grand, I mean 20 bill, it's gone up at least 150%. More than that. My math is just awful. Right? 1,000, closer to 1,500%. Whatever, do the math in your own time. Now, lastly, right, or the next thing, find a strategy for investing. So once you set that timetable and the destination, find a strategy. You can design your own or you can use somebody else's. Right, take a few months to test strategies. You can find them all over the internet. Once you find one, put it into practice. And lastly, stick to the strategy. Only look at the time frame relative to the information you need, be it weekly or monthly. If you're watching YouTube videos with people doing day trading, that's fun and exciting, and you can, you know, keep up with the news day to day. But if you're trading on a weekly or monthly chart according to your strategy, then that day-to-day stuff should not excite you, right? The even the week-to-week stuff shouldn't really excite you because you're looking at it once a week to make sure, okay, we're still on track, or okay, we're off track based on this long-term time train. What does my strategy say to do next, right? Do I leave or do I double down? What do I do? And you're only looking at those time frames as they relate to your strategy. So remember, the two things you need for the secret sauce, right? A plan. Right, your where you want to go and how long you want to take to get there. A strategy is how are you going to get there, both with doing a steady deposit and also generating returns with the money that's already been deposited. And then you also need to find a strategy once you have the plan, and you want to test it. You want to make sure that it works, right? You know it works. You wait a couple months and you do a strategy that's on a monthly time frame, right? Where you're only looking at it once a month to make sure it's moving in the direction you want. Or even do weekly if you can afford to look at it once a week. But you want to pick a strategy that you have the patience for, right? You can sit through all the day-to-day BS because, like I said, Oprah, Elon, Warren, they really did not pay attention to the day-to-day. They didn't pay attention to the week-to-week. They made sure their strategy worked and then they put their head down for the next couple, you know, years and just execute it, which is something that you can definitely do in the stock market. Now, tomorrow and Wednesday will be the most important days of the week for you to be tuned into the show. We have a CPA, right? No, we have the CPA, Bob Wheeler, on the show to talk about the importance of emotional awareness and control in the pursuit of money, which is why we're here. As a world-traveled financial expert with 6- and 7-figure clients that he's doing money management for or taxes for, whatever their money management needs are, he's going to help us find our key financial blocks and give us tips to get around them. Make sure you're here tomorrow and share the show with a friend. Your entire life could change if you could only learn to shape your experience with money, and this will help you on that journey. As always, go leave a 5-star review for the show and help us continue to grow now that we're 300 episodes deep and we're still going. Join the Discord by clicking the first link in the description. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.